Democrats at this point are trying to make sure they can hold on to the majority, and many members who are called the frontliners, because they are the front line of defense to that majority, are really starting to question leadership about the path forward for this year.
For Democrats in Congress who are up for re-election later this year, the question right now is, what will they have to show for their 2 years in the majority come November? This question is especially pressing for the lawmakers known as the frontliners.
So the Democratic frontliners, as they're known up here, colloquially on Capitol Hill, they are ones who truly represent usually Trump districts. So districts that Trump won by 1-2, sometimes even more as like 5 percentage points. These frontline members tend to be from states that are usually big battleground states. So ones like Pennsylvania, some names that come to mind are Congresswoman Susan Wild.
Speaker, I rise today in support of my bill.
Also Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin over in Michigan.
And I'm about to introduce my newest prescription drug bill.
You also look at states like Virginia, where we saw a complete Republican wave and takeover at the end of 2020. You have members there like Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger.
One of the things that was most notable and disturbing to me was the general acceptance that, look at them, look at Congress, of course.
And also Elaine Luria, who are really trying to make sure that they're able to keep their seats during the midterm election.
So what are these frontline Democrats calling for?
The House has only been in session for 2 weeks, and already on day one, their first day back, they met with the number two Democrat in the House, Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, to tell him directly, hey, we really need to start delivering on all of these promises. We've got to the majority, we got a Democratic president, because we've been promising Democrats and those swing voters that we would deliver on a ton of different priorities for them, and we haven't gotten there yet. They're happy with the infrastructure bill, but they really want a lot more. So what we're seeing right now is these frontline members making the ask directly to Hoyer, as well as Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying, maybe we should break up Build Back Better and pass policies separately. There are some things that they could potentially find some bipartisan support. They think things like prescription drugs is a huge bipartisan issue that they might be able to shepherd through both the House and the Senate.